Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Welcome to Episode 5 of the Curious Matter Anthology. I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator and host of the series. It's been an amazing 2 weeks here on the podcast, and I'm so grateful to all you new listeners. Thank you to everyone out there in the quickly growing Curious Matter Legion. I know you're all eager to find out what's in store for Major Hendrix and the rest of X-Ray Company, so I'll keep my intro short today. We live in an amazing time of technological advancement. For fans of science fiction, it's an almost daily exercise in what new magical technology from the stories of yesterday will become today's newest tech trends. Tricorders became iPhones, Cortana became, well, Cortana, one of many advanced virtual assistants now found in gadgets all around the home. We even have artificial intelligence that deeply dreams of sheep, as it happens. It came out in the news last week that a speculative technology included in our own story has just become a reality. If you were paying close attention in part one, Oda mentions that the Claws drones use QE band transceivers to communicate. Now, before your eyes roll back in your head, just check this out. QE stands for quantum entanglement. In layman's terms, it's when two particles, sometimes great distances apart, act as though they are connected. It's a phenomenon scientists have been studying for years, and even Albert Einstein wrote about it. These two separate particles spin and move in unison, cosmically linked. Now that's all well and good, but how do I use it to DM my buddy on another planet? Well, that's just it. Scientists from the University of Bristol and the Technical University of Denmark have achieved quantum teleportation of data between two computer chips, thanks to, that's right, quantum entanglement. So you never know. The Combat Logistics Autonomous Weapon System, or CLAWS, may be a lot closer to reality than you think. Okay, let's get on with the show. This episode of Curious Matter is rated explicit and includes adult language and violence comparable to an R-rated film. Our show is designed to be a completely immersive HD audio experience, and it is best when played through high-quality speakers or headphones. So grab your popcorn, turn off the lights, and enjoy the continuing story of Philip K. Dick's Second Variety.
Hey, no, no! Oh! Frag out!
Major, they have us cut off.
Medic!
We can't stay here, sir. We're about to be overrun.
If we go back, we'll get caught between both enemy units. The only way is through.
We got more tangos.
Want some?
Come get some.
Last guy.
You want some?
Get out.
Over there. Contact.
Sergeant, stay with me, Preston.
You, Matt.
Up there.
Tango down.
We got tangos. Come through the gate on the right.
It's a kid. Hold your fire.
Hold your fire!
You need to follow me. I have a way out, but you need to hurry.
Looks like we have an escape route, folks. Everyone, through the gate, into the maintenance quarter.
We're on the move. T1, use grenades to cover our retreat.
Frag out!
Okay, let's move!
Get up, Professor. Shorty here just saved our bacon.
I never fired my gun.
Okay, everyone, Oscar Mike. Go. We're getting the hell out of here.
Quickly. We need to go this way. There's a secret tunnel that can take you to the other side of town.
How far?
Not far. Come.
We really owe you, kid.
My name is David.
Get her in here. Lay her down. I need room and light.
Major, we need to stop. It's Pressman.
All right. Hold up here. Sergeant Marks, make sure we aren't being followed.
Copy. Setting up a defensive position.
Teams, inventory ammo and resupply from what Oda and I were able to grab in the square. Catch your breath, folks. We aren't out of this yet.
Corporal Adiyami, keep an eye on the kid.
Copy, ILT.
Get that light over here. Hold her down, damn it.
Please. I don't...
It's ephemeral. She blew the stint. Get that light in here.
God, please.
I need to clamp it. Pull the pressure cuff from my pack, quickly.
I need to...
Doc! You gotta do something, Doc. She's bleeding out.
Stay with me, Pressman. Almost there. I can feel the artery. Cauterizer, now. Almost there.
No, you... Pressman, you asshole, you wake up! Pressman, you wake up! No!
Come on, Gray.
I can't.
There's nothing else you can do here.
This is Corman Aldo. We lost Pressman.
Copy that, Doc.
That makes four. Prostack, Loom, Briggs, and Pressman.
Ramirez and Nakamura still haven't reported in.
We should retreat back to Lima Whistle Base and then return in force.
Buck up, Lieutenant. I've been in tighter spots than this and come out the other side. This is the risk we signed up for. It's up to us to get this done. We need to find a safe exit and continue north. Best guess, we're about 2 clicks west of Adrian. These tunnels must have been the loop lines they were building before the war. They were supposed to run all over the country. Just another ruin now.
What do we do about the kid?
For now, we take him with us.
How did he even find us?
If I were the religious type, I'd say we just experienced a miracle.
It just doesn't make sense.
If you were looking for sense, you picked the wrong career path.
What is your name?
David.
Hello, David. Very nice to meet you. I am Natasha Adiyami.
We shouldn't stay here. It's not safe.
We will only be here a little while, I am sure. Would you like something to eat? It's not fresh, but it's banana peanut butter. Do you like banana?
I'm not hungry.
When is the last time you ate? Where are your parents?
Gone.
Are there other people that you live with?
I don't live with anyone.
You live all by yourself out here?
There's no one but the bad men and the others.
The others are the machines?
Yes.
You are very brave. How long have you been alone?
How long have you been a soldier?
A long time. feels like forever.
Feels like forever.
Well, kid, you aren't alone anymore. Who's that? Your bear there. Does he have a name too?
Just Bear.
I like it. Very direct. Hello, Bear. It is very nice to meet you too.
He says we should go.
X-ray, X-ray, this is NATO. I popped my head out for a look-see. The service ladder from the tunnel leads to some kind of maintenance and ventilation building adjacent to Gilbert Highway. This position holds a decent lay of the surrounding area. Abandoned farmland on both sides of the highway, a few ruined buildings about a click out. Ain't the Best Western, but could be a good place to hole up for the night.
Good work, NATO. X-ray, we're going topside. Team 2, you're on first watch. Everyone else, sack out and get a couple hours of rest. We are moving on at 0600.
Hey, Doc. Brought you water and ammo.
Mookie, thank you.
You doing okay?
Fine.
Okay. If you, you know, if you need to talk.
Why would I need to talk?
Pressman, for one.
She's dead.
It's just, it's been a while since you were on patrol.
For all of us.
Yeah, true enough. But no one else here ever stripped down to their birthday suit and just sort of walked off the line.
We all have our bad days.
And they just decided to let you out of MedSec? Like nothing happened?
Yes, because I'm fine.
Why didn't you come to me when you got out? We were... You never said anything. I could have helped you. I would have helped you. How does someone just go?
Is there something I owe you?
Yeah, an explanation for one.
There isn't one. I don't even remember doing it. Which the doctor said is common enough. I just remember... First platoon finding me in that ruined town. Like waking up from one bad dream into another bad dream.
And that's it?
That's it.
But...
I'm here to do my job. Same as you.
Oda, do you think they picked up our ident tags and decided to give us an escort?
After the shit those mules pulled on us, it's the least Twitch you can do.
That seems a likely answer, though I doubt the arrival of these units has anything to do with yesterday. The units are individuals. Each one makes its own decision based upon complete awareness of all the other units' sensory data.
You tell us they can see everything. That means our mules knew we were about to get ambushed and decided to save their own skins.
I've been trying to reason why the Type 3s left us the way they did. The only conclusion I can see is that they came to the consensus that there was a higher priority task.
What is higher priority than defending your own team?
Digital versus analog logic. It's why OCOM doesn't assign joint missions. The two don't mix well. This whole thing is about attrition. 6 months ago, we were within a breath of total annihilation. The SRE hit almost every major population center in North America and Europe. How many friends have you lost fighting this war? Family. Do you know what the latest population estimate is? 1.5 billion. That's it. That's all we have left. The Sino-Russians were within a year of perfecting stealth transorbital weapons. Once the SRE could hit us with impunity on lunar soil, that would have been it. Lights out. We put every available resource we had left into getting Claws into service. AI logic may be impossible for us to understand, but they are our only hope. Claws has one core objective: end the war as fast as possible and ensure that life can survive on whatever is left.
No, no, no. Miss General, Captain Lady.
Sorry, sir. He got away from me. He is fast for a peepsqueak.
We have to go now. You aren't safe here anymore. They're coming.
Kid, the machines are on our side.
You need to believe me. Please. We need to go now.
Leon, you see anything else out there?
Nada. Nothing on thermal. Just the column of heavy assault type 5s. That's reckoning they're 8, maybe 10 minutes out.
You sure about this, kid?
We can't stay here. Bad things will happen if we stay here.
Type 5s would come in really handy in another firefight, sir. We're down to maybe 2 mags per man. We won't survive another surprise like yesterday without Twitchy's help.
I'm with Lieutenant Scott on this. Claws may not follow traditional logic, but they are on our side. We should wait and see.
Please, you have to believe me. We need to leave now.
After yesterday, the kid says something's not right. I've got a mind to believe him.
Folks, grab your gear. We're moving out, double time.
Adeyemi, carry the kid. We're going to put as much distance between them and us as we can.
Smoke, sir. From back, towards the highway.
How did the Khan sneak up on our position?
Unless the SRE has heat-deflecting camo, I would have spotted them on the scope, sir.
Well, clearly you missed something, Corporal.
David, how did you know we were in danger?
You aren't going to believe me.
I'll try. I promise.
Bear told me.
Sir, this is preposterous.
He did!
Can I see Bear?
I guess. Here.
Did Bear also tell you to help us yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Well then, he's my new best friend. You take good care of him. Mr. Oda, is there any possible way the SRE has somehow managed to take control of Claw's units?
It's simply impossible. Are you suggesting that the Type 5s meant us harm? I mean, even if they did, why would they fire on an empty building?
I left Pressman and Prostak's ident tags.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Advance team to X-ray. I have eyes on the enemy base. From the looks of the outside, they took a hell of a beating. Multiple breaches in the palisade. The auto turret towers are gone. Gates wide open. Looks abandoned. No claws on sight that I can see. The old control tower from the original airport is still intact. If there's anyone still alive in there, I'd put money on a sniper position in that tower. There's about 300 meters of approach where we are going to be totally exposed.
Well then, it's a good thing we have an invitation.
That is a motherfucking kill box right there. 100. You go in there and Khan wants your number, it's gonna be splat splat. You gotta have a death wish to take that walk.
Where's all that get some Reaper of Death shit now, Rook? You nervous in the service?
This whole mission is straight foobar. If the old lady thinks I'm committing suicide for her, she's fucking nuts.
Let's get one thing straight. Any of us would swallow a frag for Hendrix. You have no idea what it was like during the Blitz. She is anything but stupid. Most of us vets are only alive because of her. If the Major says walk, you better get in step. Get me?
I ain't no pussy, but I know a trap when I see one.
What is it that you know, Petraka?
Nothing.
Sounds about right. How we looking?
Not a peep. I'm glad we never had to storm this place.
Claws sure did a number here. They cracked this place like a walnut and ate the guts. CO wants you back for the briefing. You too, numbnuts. I'll keep an eye on this ghost town for you.
Everyone knows their tasks. I'm counting on each of you. We go in there, meet with the SRE brass, then hightail it home. Now, David, I need you to stay here with Corporal Adeyemi.
But I don't want to stay.
It might be dangerous, and I want you to stay safe so that you can come back with us.
You want me to live with you?
For now, you'll come back to Lima Whistle Base until we can find you someplace safe. With all the food you can eat.
But what if you need me? I can help.
I know you can, but I need your help here. We need you and Adeyemi to protect the escape route.
Keep your weapons down. Arms up. Shoulder to shoulder. Slow and steady.
No sudden actions. No aggressive movements.
This is Overwatch. Major, I have you and the platoon 200 meters from the gate. Still no signs of enemy movement.
I really wish you'd let me stay with Adeyemi and the boy.
Where is your sense of adventure, Mr. Oda? You came all the way here. Don't you want to see the inside of a con base for yourself? Think of all that enemy tech. Besides, Mr. Priority One, you have override authority, remember? All you had to do was say no.
Hendrix is intimidating.
That she is.
150 meters. Keep it going. Halfway there.
It's okay, Deva. There is nothing to fear.
I need to be there with them. I shouldn't have stayed.
It is much better here with me. Do you know any games? Why don't we play a game while we wait for them to get back?
She doesn't like that I'm not with them. She wants me to stay with them.
Who told you this?
Mother.
Hold up. I need you to stay here. I can't let you go. I have orders.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No!
Ah! 100 meters. Still clear. Wait. Shit!
Talk to me, Leon.
It's David, sir. He's running. Fast. He's heading your way. Oh, fuck! I got a glint in the tower! Sniper! They just laced you with a target lock!
Everybody, down!
David, get down!
My God. Those motherfuckers. They shot the kid. Tango sighted in the tower, taking the shot. Tango down.
Doc Aldo, get to David.
Hold your fire. Cover the Major and Doc Aldo.
No. No.
He's not breathing. What is this? LT, I need you to see this.
Impossible.
The kid was a frickin' twitchy.
Major, David, he's not human.
Mr. Oda, what does this mean?
This just simply isn't possible.
Is he part of Claws?
I don't know.
I would have mother.
No! He was trying to tell us something! He was
Tango's! Enemy sighted! You got company.
Pick your targets. Get ready.
Looks like 4 foot mobiles. They have their hands up. No weapons.
Stand down. Everyone, stand down.
We were worried. Our message didn't make it.
I'm Major Hendricks. I'm here as a sanctioned representative of the UN High Command. We were only able to decipher part of what you sent. The envoy packet was damaged. I'm afraid the messenger didn't survive. We have come under flag of truce.
去你妈的，肮脏的美国杂种狗，你就应该去死！
My friend here is not happy that you returned our effort to protect you from this childlike infiltrator by killing one of our men.
他们杀了小平，而你认为他们是朋友？ 我们就应该杀了他们，尿在他们的骨灰上，否则这就是我们的下场。
He's quite adamant that we should kill you.
Just try it.
Lieutenant Scott, I'm sorry for our response to your help. We are just trying to get our heads around all this. I'm sure once I've had a chance to communicate with the ranking officer...
This is the first infiltrator you have encountered, then. They are quite effective.
The boy, whatever it is, helped us. We were attacked by an SRE unit yesterday, 20 miles south in the town of Adrian.
Defectors. Whole companies have abandoned their posts. Those that haven't been slaughtered by your machines, yes? How long this one been tagging you?
Tagging?
The machines are quite good at blending in. Finding ways to be invited in, so to say. But once we are in, well, as you see.
There's just the four of you.
Yeah, it appears to be so.
Major, may I?
Go ahead.
These infiltrators, when did they first appear? Do they all look like David?
For that, we should go inside. It's not safe in the open. Your tiny ones like to hide in the nooks and then pop and shake shake. There's much to share, I think. We kind of think what goes best with drink, yeah? Did you bring any American cigarettes? I could murder for a good cigarette.
We hope you enjoyed this presentation of Second Variety Part 2. If you haven't yet, please subscribe for free on the podcast platform of your choice and rate us with 5 stars today. You can connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under the handle @CMAnthology. This episode was dramatized, directed, and edited by me, your host, Jonathan Pezza. Additional sound engineering by Jeremy Pezza and Ivan Kozlov. Our ensemble cast includes the talented voices of Sandeep Parikh, Kelly Don Hancock, Leonid Andronov, Alexandra Amick, Christopher Amick, Darren Cummings, Philip Gray, Dee Dee Harlan, Matt Hoban, Jeremy Pezza, Jonathan Pezza, Stephen Pezza, Ali Rivera, and Melissa Starr. The score was provided by EpidemicMusic.com. Sound effects were provided by SoundSnap.com. Second Variety is a work in the public domain and was produced in accordance with U.S. copyright law. Curious Matter is a production of Jonathan Pezza, Inc., copyright 2020, all rights reserved. If you have a question or feedback about the podcast or suggestions for future episodes, I'd love to hear from you. So reach out to Jonathan at CuriousMatterPodcast.com or check us out online for more information. www.CuriousMatterPodcast.com. Each episode on the website includes a blog article with additional information about the story, links to interesting historical information, and suggested reading and viewing to continue the experience. Here on Curious Matter, we dedicate each episode to a used bookstore. This one goes out to the Talk Story Bookstore in Hanapepe, Hawaii. This one-of-a-kind shop is the westernmost bookstore in the United States. It's the perfect place to pick up a beach read and say hi to the official cat mascot, Celeste, while you're there. With over 150,000 titles, you're sure to find your next favorite. Do yourself a favor and check them out online at talkstorybookstore.com. Or better yet, if you find yourself on the tiny island paradise of Kauai, stop in and buy a book. Coming up on the next episode of Curious Matter, the mysteries continue to unravel as X-Ray Company's adventures continue in Second Variety Part 3. so make sure to subscribe for free today, and thank you for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.